Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the microphone mambo herself, Sandy Reavy.
Mambo jumbo.
It is episode 295 and March 18th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, March 19th, Sun ingress Aries.
Spring equinox.
And your birthday. Sandy's astro interesting day, March 21st, Thursday, Sun sextile Pluto.
Ask for respect.
And Venus conjunct Saturn in Pisces.
Say yes.
March 22nd, Friday, Mars ingress Pisces.
Strong drive for the unknown.
And Sandy's favorite day, March 24th, Sunday, Venus sextile Jupiter.
Love all of this.
Then in Talisman Times, Sandy has finished up two talismans with two more on the horizon. And on the horizon from there, we have many events that we want to share with you. And in our house, we have a free Jupiter-Uranus event that's coming up next week. So listen in to hear what the plans are. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The
story. Hello, microphone mamba.
I'm trying to figure that one out.
I was trying to figure out an M word that I could call you, but mainly because I'm so excited we're back in person and on these nice, smooth, beautiful sounding microphones.
I see you in person.
In person and not over the computer screen. It's
right.
Nice.
Right.
So, all right. I want to go direct to all you listeners. Thank you so much for listening in to this podcast. Whenever you send in your feedback, it is our soul food and it keeps us going. I wanted to share this one from Sabina M. She says, Sandy's intention bracelets are instrumental in the true meaning of the word to help to help me specify and solidify my long-term vision and life's purpose. I've been wearing my bracelets since 2016. Wow. I can't thank you enough for being in my life. I love you and your breathtakingly gorgeous contributions to everyone's creations. The vision you have had in your garden is alive and thriving.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thanks, Sabine. I'm going to hopefully get to see you next week.
Yeah. So let's see. Shall we move into the transits?
Yeah, let's do. Let's do.
Where we have a week ahead and nothing for today, Monday, but some very special things happening tomorrow, March 19th, Tuesday. And I want to shout out, happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, thank you.
It's so exciting.
It's my birthday. I got the very last day of the zodiac.
Yeah.
Right? I got the what they call the bottom of the barrel.
Yes.
Although I don't find it offensive at all. It's kind of like the catfish. That 29 degree Pisces area is the bottom feeders, but also has a lot of emotion. That's why Pisces has, as it's the very bottom, you know, it's the very last zodiacal sign. It just holds so much energy from all the previous, which is why we're so sensitive. And that's
deep,
you too.
Deep well.
Yeah, the deep well.
This day, March 19th, Sun ingress Aries. So this is the start. This is the astrological new year.
Right. So at 10:06 p.m., this is central time, we get the spring equinox when the sun is halfway between the declination of, you know, the southern and the northern. So it's halfway point. It's my birthday. And my solar return, which is around 3:15 a.m. And then the sun goes into Aries at 10:06 p.m., right? So big hours after that. But it's also International Astrology Day.
Right, because it's the astrological new year.
And this is when the sun moves into exaltation. The sun moves into this exaltation and new zodiacal year. So it's kind of like a new beginning, right? When the grass is growing, things are turning greener, there's more heat, there's more light, there's more sun warmth coming into our days.
And it also makes so much sense that it's the new year because spring has sprung. It's now like a new start to start the whole seasons. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
I want to make an extra comment here. Mercury goes into shadow today on March 19th at 16 degrees of Aries. And he stays in shadow. He does not retrograde until April 1st, which we would think it's an April Fool's. Everybody's going to be playing April Fool's jokes when it's really like, no, it's just a Mercury retrograde being a trickster April 1st. But that's not now. But when this Mercury goes into shadow at 16 Aries, what do you have at 16 Aries? That Mercury will come back over three times. Mm. So this begins kind of that territory of what may need to be reviewed as we get closer. And and comes out of shadow May 14th. So we can see that that's almost a two-month period that he will be in retrograde. Mm-hmm. I mean, he'll be in shadow, excuse me.
Right.
But only retrograde from April 1st to April 24th.
Mm-hmm. And your next transit that we want to discuss is your Astro Interesting Day, which is March 21st on Thursday, and it starts off with Sun sextile Pluto.
Yeah, so the Sun just moved into the Aries area and got to the 1 degree and made that immediate sextile to Pluto, because Pluto's at 1 degree of Aquarius. Mm-hmm. So, you know, ask for respect. This is honor and favor. Right. And this Plutonian energy, it's like renew your vitality, your sun, your ego, and your spirit. So I really like this. And I do call that my Astro Interesting, A, because there's another aspect going on today. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like, I will ask for honor. I will ask for favor, right? Favorable circumstances, because I'm sextiling Pluto. Right?
So being a little bit bold.
Yeah. And profound and serious, of serious nature. Okay. So, yeah. Yeah.
And the next transit that same day, Venus conjuncts Saturn in Pisces.
Yeah. And this is at 12 degrees, but it's with reception. So Venus comes up and meets Saturn while Saturn's in Pisces and Venus is exalted in Pisces. Mm-hmm. So she goes to Pisces, her exaltation placement in the sky every year. Mm-hmm. But Saturn's not there, right? It did not occur last year.
Because Saturn wasn't there.
Saturn didn't get there till the end of March.
Right.
So Venus is now meeting up with Saturn. And so this is like, there's a commitment here. There's like a say yes to an offer. Because mm-hmm. this may lead to your dream. Saturn in Pisces wants to lock in, pull in form, establish something that has a creative, you know, flowing nature.
Or direction.
Yeah, that wants to like establish something. So Venus is just coming along going, hey, Saturn, what should we do? You're in my exaltation sign. I'm going to ask this of you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
say yes.
So say yes to an offer. Create the offer, right?
Mm-hmm. So March 22nd, Friday, Mars ingress Pisces. Mars is joining the Pisces party.
Right. So this is a strong drive for the unknown. Mars doesn't have, what he does have is in night charts, Mars has a triplicity managerial position in night charts when he's in a water sign. So that means he can manage, but only in night charts. Mm-hmm. And you and I both have day charts.
Right.
So here it's, you know, strong drive for the unknown. Like he's out there moving in a water, foggy mist water. But we call that mystery. Mm-hmm. We call that the mystics. Right? Yeah. The spiritual connections of the universe. This is all good for steam baths and facials. Team water wins.
Yeah.
Right?
Team water.
You know, this would be a good time to watch Boys in the Boat.
Oh, that was a good one.
Did you watch it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. You know, something that Mars energy, that masculine energy of rowing in water and how forceful you can be.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And just being the underdog doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to lose. It just means that you can really push hard.
One of my favorite, and I've watched that movie a couple times, one of my favorite lines in that movie is when the announcer, where they're at the big race in New York, and they're racing against the seven, like,
prime schools.
Yeah, like the Harvards and the, and they said, we have six teams that are rowing for, because, let's see, one, if we got more teams rowing because they can, and one team rowing because they have to. And that have to, because these boys that were, you know, on the Washington team, it was their, they needed to, they had to row for their life and for their education and for their food and for their sleeping arrangements. It was a have to, not a want to.
Yeah, and that's cool. And that definitely ups the stakes and gives you a whole new superpower. So shall we move on to Sunday, your favorite day of the month, March 24th. I'm surprised you didn't pick your own birthday for this.
No, because I like picking the astrology of it.
You're picking favorite day astrologically, which is Venus sextile Jupiter.
So Venus is in Pisces, sextile Jupiter in Taurus. So we've got mutual reception.
Right. So they both are in each other's kingdoms.
Yeah. And they're doing a sextile opportunistic aspect. So they're like linking together. And it's just like, I love all this. It's a beautiful pair making opportunities that are beneficial. Reach out to what is near and wants and want. Wait. Reach out to what is near and what you want to get going. To how you want to get along with others, right? Because Venus is about connections. Jupiter is an expansion. It's about, you know, locking in something that is, it's generous for everybody. It's happy for everybody. And we're going to be at the I Can Do It event here on this Sunday.
That weekend. What a great that weekend. Whole week,
right. And it's my favorite. So I was like so happy when I got to see this interacting in my personal chart. So
We're going to feel love for all of it. All of us.
And we know a lot of people that are going, that are attending, and they're saying they're going to come by and say hi at the booth. And, you know, if anybody has restrings, bring it. I'll do it for no cost.
So really excited for that. You named this transit Love All of This.
Yeah.
So also, just when you mentioned this, the Venus sextile Jupiter and Love All of This, it kind of got me into this thought process of like body positivity and, you know, just like loving the body that you have. Big, small, tall, short, you know, thick, thin, whatever it is, love all of this, you know, and because we always wait and we're like, well, I won't love my body until I reach this certain place.
Or my bank account
has
this number.
Right. So just love all of this right now, because it might not be the same tomorrow, you know, and it might think about that and just start loving all of this.
You know, if I were not at a big event, I would be making a talisman at this time.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time.
This won't happen again, because Jupiter won't go into Taurus for another 12 years to make this aspect. So again, this is a rare opportunity to really make connections that are all beneficial. They're just generous. They're maybe you're meeting from people from different parts of the world. That's Jupiter. You know, different languages, different cultures. Seek that out. Hey, just get your ticket and come to Phoenix, Arizona, to the Louise Hay House.
Yeah.
The I Can Do It event.
Right.
It's just magical. They're going to have it probably about, well, last time they had 2,500 people. So I'm going to guess it's that plus. Because they have more speakers this time.
Exciting.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so let's jump into Talisman Times, where you have finished up two talismans this past week. The first was Tuesday, March 12th, to acquire all good things. All material goods come my way. I reach out to receive all that I desire in moderation, in gratitude. Mm-hmm. Moon and Aries in the third lunar mansion conjunct the midheaven in Aries.
Yeah, this is where the 36 mansions, this is the third. This is the one I use often if I'm able to get it connected to the ascendant or the midheaven. And the moon has to be between 25 degrees Aries and 8 degrees of Taurus. Mm-hmm. So this is just a universal general talisman that it's just to acquire all good things. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very general, yeah. But I think everyone needs a general talisman versus some very specific ones.
Right.
My favorite one that I wear every day for the last 8 years now is, you know, everything turns out exactly as it should. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a general one.
Right.
You know, and I can't be angry or frustrated if it doesn't, because it was supposed to turn out the way it did.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think that's good.
Yeah.
So the other talisman that you have finished up was Sunday, March 17th, to be a harbinger of peace. I'm learning this word week by week. My heart is a sanctuary where compassion blooms. Mm. I offer solace to those in need, and in doing so, I heal myself.
Always, every time I'm getting goosebumps on that one, just realizing that we have a container in our bodies and that if we can give, we can recognize the solace that we can transfer or transpire to others, mm-hmm. We're healing ourselves.
Yeah. And be that harbinger of peace. all right. So the upcoming talismans, the first is Monday, March 18th, to find comfort and security in nurturing connections.
Love this. This is an opportunity with the moon in Cancer, which the moon is most comfortable in, a water sign, making a trine to the sun in Pisces, right? Mm-hmm. Water sign, mm-hmm. water. It's a trine. So right. Always this is an emotional blend, a harmony. So I radiate a gentle strength that flows effortlessly from my compassionate soul. I trust in this divine flow. Again, super
very watery.
Easy. Very, like coming down like a water slide, mm-hmm. at a park. It's just very easy and fun. And it's with a gentle movement.
Right.
I love this one.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful and that's flow. Just like I said, it's a lot of water. It's the ascendant. Moon's coming up over the ascendant. It's a gibbous moon. So it's a waxing moon. It's applying to the full placement. It's gaining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tuesday, March 19th, to embrace sensitivity as a superpower.
And this is the same. I just had to wait another 24 hours to get the moon. Also, in Cancer, making a trine to the sun. It's just really nice to get this watery flow of in harmony. So my intuition is my guiding light, illuminating my path toward emotional fulfillment and creative expression.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It brings in that Cancerian feel of emotional fulfillment and the creative expression of Pisces.
Yeah. I like this one. It's very Piscean.
Yeah. It's on my birthday too. Mm-hmm. But you know, everybody, I work every single day.
Well, you do what you love, so
I do.
You don't
Thank
work
God.
A day in your life.
Thank God I work for a passionate connection.
Boss?
I mean I do like when we get things done.
Oh yeah. So the talisman of the month for
I have one more that I didn't give to you. I forgot.
Oh, a surprise one.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is on Wednesday, on Wednesday, March 20th, to trust in the abundance of the universe. My generosity and dreams soar high. I bask in the glory of my own light and share this with the world.
Mm.
Oh my God. That was easy to come in. Yeah. And again, that's the ascendant ruler, the moon. In Leo, making a really nice aspect to Jupiter in the 11th house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, so then one more, the talisman of the month for March is to widen and broaden my social network, whether professional or personal. My efforts perform well by inviting many interested people into my ever-growing group. We have fun. Don't forget that these talismans of the month, we only pick one. Once that one has found its home, for a discount and for a shipping credit, it's gone. So, and then we wait till the next month until we find the next month, talisman of the month.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to the horizon. We just finished up last week the eclipse season webinar. This was a Chatting with the Stars event that Sandy and Susan put together where they described the spring 2024 eclipse season, basically mm-hmm. giving you the eclipse 101 information. What are they? There's many different types of eclipses, and also gave you the like symbolism, the meaning, and the how to work with this type mm-hmm. of energy. Mm-hmm. It was a really wonderful event. It is available for you complimentary with a Big Dipper membership on our Patreon community page. So if you do click that link in the description, you'll join our Patreon community where you can get so much information. The astrological cheat sheets are there, the astrological forecasts. Those both come out monthly, as well as the webinars are going to be coming out more often or similarly as often whenever there is something big going on in the sky. So we would love to have you over there on the Patreon community. Head over to patreon.com/chattingwiththestars. Again, it's pretty much last call for the Hay House I Can Do It show in Phoenix, Arizona. If you want to be completely spontaneous and join us, we would love to see you there March 23rd through the 25th, and that's in Phoenix, Arizona. March 27th, this mm-hmm. is happening next week, and we're going to talk about this further in our house, but make sure to register for this free online event that Sandy is hosting, and it's going to be Jupiter-Uranus Lucky Breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm going to just quickly mention our retreats. We have the Amargos Greece retreat in September and the Egypt retreat in October. And if you are interested in joining for any of the retreats, make sure to sign up for a free 15-minute call where Sandy will answer whatever questions you have about the retreat and mm-hmm. whether it's a right fit for you. Let's move into our house.
Let's go. Chugga chugga. So nice to be in my house. In my house.
Right?
In my home. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Loved being with mom. You know, it's not often that you get to spend 6 weeks with your mom, you know, she's doing great. She's driving. She's doing, she hasn't gone to the grocery store yet though, but there's plenty of food. We mm-hmm. made a lot. I made, you know, it's so interesting that my sister was there for 6 weeks and then I relieved my sister and then I was there for 6 weeks.
Right.
And just the difference in how we cook.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And how we shop at the grocery and what I prepare. And you know, I come up from my office because my sister's retired. I'm not. I'll never be. And so I'm working all day, come up and I put dinner on the table in 10 minutes because I've got my ninja grill, right? Uh-huh,
right?
Versus, you know, the casseroles or whatever that my sister's making that takes, you know, hours to prepare. So it's just different, right?
Yeah. And I also think it's like kind of like a cultural difference too. She lives down south in Texas. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there's like a lot of like kind of comfort type of cuisine mm-hmm. Rather than up here in Chicago in the city life. It's a little bit more, yeah.
And it's so interesting because I don't know my sister's human design, but my human design is I should eat like the market. Like fresh markets. Mm. That's my human design. And it's my favorite way. It's like fresh vegetables, fresh whether it's protein, staying away from starches and noodles and breads. I don't eat any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just always fresh this. And so one thing that I was making a lot And my mom finally, she decided.
Caved in and liked it?
No, she didn't cave in. She absolutely loved squash. And the way I make squash is just cut it in half, scrape the seeds out, put it upside down in a water bath in the oven about 375 for an hour. Mm-hmm. And just let it sit. And all that, it's so tender. She loves the spaghetti squash like that. She likes the butternut, the acorn. Mm-hmm. And so she's been doing that by herself too.
Oh,
so
nice.
Just that was like, she goes, I could eat squash every single day.
Mm.
So that was kind of interesting. Again, how I cook.
Right, versus, right. Yeah. And I mean, it's wonderful and it's great to hear that she's doing so much better and she's now back on being pretty much independent. Mm-hmm. And it's more than we could have ever imagined and prayed for. So that's just such a huge blessing. And also really nice to have you home.
She laid in bed after her surgery, which took the bejesus out of her. Mm-hmm. When she had to have some rods put in her femur. And she's 92, right? And it took her a while to come out of the anesthesia. It took her days. And then she needed blood transfusions. It was just kind of like a hot time there. Yeah. It was like, mm-hmm. this is a mess. And she just laid in bed a little bit later in the hospital bed and looked at me and my sister and said, please get me independent again.
And guess what? And Huge success.
So after what? December. So all of December, all of January, all of February, and part of March, that's what we did. Mm-hmm. And she did her part. We did our part. And she is independent again.
Yeah. So, I mean, huge kudos to you. It's not easy.
You have to listen to your 92-year-old parent, your 92-year-old parent, whatever it is. Mine, it's my mom. My dad left at 88. But can I share another little story about this?
Of course.
I'm mentioning this to people because it just seems to be, I'm coming up to the 68-year age, right? Mm-hmm. And that means that if our parents are still around, they're older. They're not even elderly. They're aging there. And so a lot of my friends still have one or two of their parents, on the planet. And I talked to one that's just really having a tough time with her mom, bedridden now, mm-hmm. Same age as my mom, interesting. And she called me kind of just like oh my God, I'm losing weight. I'm not paying attention to what I'm eating. I'm mm-hmm. becoming overly sensitive. And she said it was just really, really, really tough for her. And she said, but I had an epiphany. I asked, God, the universe, to give me some sort of strength. She said, and guess what I got? She said, I got the message that I am not saying goodbye to my mother, that I am preparing an angel to Aww. Soon go to heaven.
That's pretty cool.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Have I not told you that?
No.
She said, I'm preparing an angel. And so that's
such a huge shift.
A whole different attitude about, I'm not trying to wish my mom to stay on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I am helping her rise to be the angel that she's always been here on Earth. But it's time that she shows up in that field of angel heaven.
Wow, that's so, I mean, that is
so if we can
impressive.
Think about that, mm-hmm. and I was just really thankful for that sharing, and I wanted to share that with everybody,
right?
Because
that's
our parents
powerful.
Are, they're in their 80s or 90s, if you're my age-ish, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm heading to 70, and, my mom, we'll see if she, although she does have some really good genes, her dad and her aunts lived to 99, so, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 97. So she could have another 8 years left.
She's got some longevity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what we were intending to talk about in our house was
the Jupiter Uranus conjunction. Mid April, we are getting something that doesn't occur, but every 14 to 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's transiting Jupiter. Now he's a 12 year cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Meets up with Uranus, who is an 84-year cycle.
Right.
So if you think about it, Jupiter will come back in 12 years to a same spot in a 12-year period. Mm-hmm. But in that time frame, in the 12 years, Uranus has moved on a little bit. Mm-hmm. Right. So by the time Jupiter then hits that 1-year mark or 12-year mark.
Right. Tries then, to catch
and
up.
And then trans, you know, moves through a couple more degrees and possible signs. Mm-hmm. It's about 14 to 15 years. And this is a big deal. All the astrologers are talking about this. So
the astrologer, is going to start talking about it for a free event.
Well, you know, we had that Mercury that you were like, let's do a Mercury. How does communication styles mm-hmm, right. work? And you forced me into doing that. And you created beautiful slides. And yeah. We had a huge turnout for that.
Right. It's because it's such great information.
Yeah. So this is that Jupiter Uranus. It's on Wednesday, March 27th. Mm-hmm. I want to introduce what this is. There'll be slides. It's a free event. I don't think, although I say it won't be more than an hour, I really hope it's not. Mm-hmm. But what I am providing, other than this just great information and where it is in a possible chart, is it in the 10th house like it is for me, mm-hmm. Is four opportunities that are not on the calendar yet. Oh, and well, they're on my calendar. Mm-hmm. They're not out there in the world, that are beautiful talisman times.
Right.
For the Jupiter Uranus. And I've written the intention already. I'll talk about that next time. And the person who wants to purchase one of these four times in their different days, in April, will get to write their own affirmation and get to, I'll choose about a dozen different color patterns, and they'll get to pick their own colors from a selection, mm-hmm. Large bead, small bead. And that cost will be not the regular $488 that is the personal talisman.
Right.
And this will be just slightly more than the universal of.
So right in between
the two. It's right there in the two at $333 is the cost for this. And I can only make one talisman per of this times. And there's four of them. Mm-hmm. We'll have those up, I'm guessing, next week. Mm-hmm. So keep an eye on that if you're interested in bringing in this energy to your life, to your chart, that's about lucky break, an erratic blessing. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about, you know, Uranus wanting to awaken and Jupiter wants to bring abundance. So it could be awakening with abundance.
That's wonderful. And even if, you know, because one of my favorite talismans that you made me, the personal talisman, is my affirmation was like, I wake up every morning with love, excitement, and freedom. Mm-hmm. And I also included in there that the day is a gift to me and from me, because I wanted it to be an active piece that I was really engaging in. And so for me, it's like even something along the lines of that, like that type of affirmation that you can mm-hmm. really like be giving the gratitude, be taking just every day as like a lucky break. Like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, I get to start over. Oh my gosh, I have a whole new day and I get to decide how I live it. Mm-hmm. So
I know. And I can help with it.
These are all good shifts, of course. Yeah.
So. But there's only four, so they're going to go fast.
Yeah. Right. And we would love to have you in for the free event as well. So make sure to check out the description and click that link and join us. So I think that's a wrap on our episode today. Thank you, everybody, for listening in and spending some time with us. We will see you all next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
I said go do you, now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.